Hi, my name is Zakiron, and welcome to my podcast, I Can Get Me Yes Satisfaction. How to create what you want by building the momentum of satisfaction. My name is Zakiron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. If you get something from this video, share it with your friends. Come bless and come bless yourself by going to my website at zakiron.com to get lots more goodies to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality. All right, here we go. I can get me, yes, satisfaction. Now, we all know the classic Rolling Stones song, I can't get me no satisfaction. And if you ever heard the classic Devo version, which is just hilarious, the classic tune, go find it on YouTube. And this song seems to be the credo for humanity. Most people don't seem to even ever be satisfied, and that is because most people are looking for conditions to create satisfaction in their lives rather than becoming satisfied to change conditions. In other words, people want things to change in their lives and on planet Earth in order for them to be happy. But that is backwards. That is back-ashwards. You've got to be happy first to create conditions in your life that further add to your natural state of satisfaction. And none of us came here to reach some final, blissful, enlightened, ascended state of ultimate satisfaction, where you ascend to the higher dimensions because you're somehow blissfully satisfied. We didn't come here to reach some pinnacle of enlightenment or be granted divine dispensation to get past the big bouncers with wings at the pearly gates and get into the proverbial heaven nightclub. We're not here to get things done either. We are here for the adventure. We're all creators here on earth for the joy of creation. And the greatest satisfaction in life is when we have a desire and we are headed towards that desire. It does not matter if that desire has manifested physically yet. All that matters is, are you heading towards it or not? Are you allowing it or are you resisting your dreams and desires? If you're heading towards your dreams and desires in any way, even a small way, you will feel satisfied and inspired and excited and joyful. But if you are not heading towards your dreams and desires and are blocking your dreams and desires with limiting and doubtful thoughts, then those are the times you will feel the most dissatisfied and regretful and even depressed. And you don't even have to be taking direct action steps towards your big dreams and audacious dreams and desires to feel satisfied and to get the energy flowing again, you know, going towards your, you know, what you want. All you have to do is pick easy desires and head towards them. Pick easy to accomplish tasks. Pick simple, easy desires to accomplish and then accomplish these easy tasks to get the creation energy flowing. For instance, let's say you've got a big audacious dream or desire, but you have absolutely no clue how you're even going to make it come true. You know, like making lots of money. You don't know where the money is going to come from or who's going to help you get it, etc. So the best course of action in regards to that desire is give it a rest and give that one up to source. But to get the creation energy flowing, you can pick really easy things in your life that are easy to think about and easy to believe and easy to accomplish. You can start as simply as, I'm going to do my laundry. I'm going to get it done. And then you do it, and you get your laundry done. You hang it on the line. You pick it up. You fold it, etc., and put it away. Then pick something simple like, I'm going to eat breakfast. Easily done. Make your breakfast. Eat it. Yum, yum. Then I'm going to wash my car and get that done. Now you got some energy flowing because you're getting some desires and then you're accomplishing them. And now you got some satisfaction energy going because you feel satisfied because you got this done, you got that done. Now you can pick some easy things to accomplish related to your desire. Maybe that choice is something simple, you know, like doing some research about it on the internet, or finding a teacher, or a mentor, or a book about it, or a course online about it. Or maybe you already have a book that you've already bought, but you just have not cracked it yet, and you could start reading. Start reading, you know, I'm gonna read 10 pages of this book right now. Get it done. The point is to create an energy of relief and get the energy flowing, because more often than not, if you think about your desires, you actually feel bad because you tend to think about the lack of your dreams and desires, which stops the energy flowing. You start thinking about the how. And how am I going to get that done? Or who will help me? And where is the money going to come from? And you can't imagine where it's all going to come from because you don't know any of those things. And by doing that, you kill the prosperity energy flowing to you with your doubt. So you got to build your confidence gradually. First, get the energy of accomplishment going on other things that are easy to accomplish. And get the energy flowing about ideas. You know, it's easy to come up with ideas. Write them down. Get the joy energy flowing. Because the only reason you want that big audacious dream is because you believe it will make you happy. So you got to get the happiness juices flowing. In your morning success rituals, in your morning hour of power, when your vibration is highest, now's the time to think about your big audacious dream, your B dot A dot D dot. But first, think about the little easily accomplished, easy to believe dreams. Creating what you want is all about momentum. Got a bird that just landed on my sill there, looking for bugs. That's the kind of amazing things that happen when you're in the zone. So creating what you want is all about momentum. You're like a big, long, heavy train, and your destination is your BAD, your big audacious dream. But to get to your big audacious dream, you've got to build momentum to get there. Because your big audacious dream is at the top of the mountain. And your train needs speed and momentum to get up there. And you create that speed and momentum with your mind, with your belief, with your confidence, and by building up your I can do anything attitude. Your mantra as you chug along on your track of success is, I can do it, I can do it, I can do it. And you build up the I can do it and I can do anything momentum by building thought momentum with affirmations and visualizations. And then with inspired action, with small accomplishments. First with small mental accomplishments and affirming and imagining you accomplishing your desire every single day. And after 30 days, you've now got some powerful momentum going, some unstoppable momentum going. And you must keep that momentum going. Even if you aren't doing anything physically yet, that is less important than maintaining the mental momentum. So it's mental momentum first, and mental momentum gets the physical momentum going. Your train keeps chugging away. I can do it, I can do it, I can do it, I can do it, I can do it. And as you keep the momentum going, the miracles happen. Doors open. And the miracles miracle energy happens and starts flowing. And now the synchronicities happen and the magic happens and the miracles happen. And this is the momentum that creates the overnight success stories, the proverbial overnight success stories that weren't really overnight success stories at all, because nothing happens overnight. Without building that attraction momentum and allowing the magical momentum up, you know, getting that going first, success is never going to happen. This is why you've got to build up the mental momentum, say that 10 times really fast, mental momentum of appreciation and joy and satisfaction first. Because nothing physical manifests without being first desired and then appreciated and then loved into existence. But you don't have to necessarily attack your desires into existence. You don't have to force your desires into existence. You don't even have to directly think about or work towards your specific desires. You just need to get into a space of appreciation and satisfaction so that the energy, the momentum, is open and flowing. And then the synchronicities of your big audacious dream can start to happen. Pieces of the puzzle can fall into place. People are always looking for a quick fix, a big quantum leap, an overnight miracle. They want to get from the bottom of the valley to the top of the mountain in one fell swoop, like Superman, but it never happens that way. Never, ever, 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 ever. Maybe you never saw that actor before he or she got that starring role, but you didn't see all the years of study and the countless auditions and the small-time plays and all the B-movies they did first. The stories of countless rejections before success came. Those stories go on and on and on and on. I mean, just pick any really successful author or business person or actor or musician, and they will tell you their countless stories of how many people said no, no, no before someone finally said yes. But to get to that point, you've got to say yes yourself, regardless of how many no's you're getting. You've got to keep saying yes, no matter how many times other people are rejecting you and saying no, 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 no. Don't give up your day job. That's the mark of a visionary. That's the mark of true success. So before you can ever get physical satisfaction, you've got to get mental and emotional satisfaction first. To get what you want, that you believe will make you happy, you've got to get happy first and build momentum of happiness and appreciation and satisfaction in general. So your joyful train, your fun train just happily chugs along, carrying you to the manifestation of your every dream and desire. And whether or not you achieve every single one of your dreams and desires is not the point. The big audacious dreams are merely the reason for going on the adventure of creation. You didn't come to this earth, and you didn't come and get into this body to get things done, and you certainly didn't come here to prove your worth to anyone. You're here for the adventure of creation. And all that really matters is you having fun on that adventure. That's the only reason you're here, to have fun on the adventure. If you're thinking about the lack of your dreams and how hard it is to achieve your goals, then you're not going to be having any fun, because you're blocking the flow of abundance. And your dreams are not on their way to you. You have killed your own momentum with those momentum-killing thoughts. You've dammed up the river, baby, so stop it. Get the momentum going again with good feeling thoughts. It doesn't matter that your dream is not here yet if you're having fun along the way. Because you came here to have fun, right? You came here for the joy. You came here to be happy. People don't climb mountains just to get to the top and get an amazing view. That's just the orgasm at the end. They climb the mountains for the adventure. If all people wanted was to get to the top, they would just get dropped there via a helicopter. No one came to planet Earth for some sort of quantum leap. No one came to just jump from one mountain peak to the next. We all came here for the adventure of getting from the valley to the top of the mountain. And knowing that fact is the absolute key to not only your sanity, but your happiness. The only reason anyone is depressed is because they believe that whatever they desire is impossible to achieve. They've forgotten their own intention, which was to have fun in the adventure. The only reason anybody's depressed is because their source has already created what they wanted, but they're not keeping up with their own desires. So most people have forgotten their own intentions, which was to have fun. Everybody came here on planet Earth and got into these bodies to have fun on the adventure. Most people have forgotten that life is an adventure, and creation is an adventure, and desire is an adventure. And getting what you want is an adventure. And not having what you want is also an adventure. We did not come to Earth to accomplish things. We came here for the adventure of accomplishment. Did you get that? We didn't come here to accomplish anything. We came here for the adventure of accomplishment. We didn't come here to achieve success and fame and riches. We came here for the adventure of achieving success and fame and riches. We've not come here to find love, and have love, and possess love, or even to be loved, or to have awesome lovers. We came here for the adventure of love. We didn't come here to create priceless works of art and to create timeless musics or books or film or to set athletic records or to make scientific discoveries and to accomplish timeless legacies and have our names in history books and be remembered and worshipped forever. We came here for the adventure of creating priceless works of art and music and film and records and science discoveries, etc., etc. We came here for the adventure of creating a legacy and the adventure of touching the hearts of other people and improving the qualities of their lives. And maybe you'll do something great and make it into the history books and be remembered forever. Or maybe not, but regardless, you're here for the adventure of trying. And you don't have to do much to try, because regardless of your talents and what amazing legacies you have accomplished in the past or not, you are a priceless jewel, absolutely, regardless of what you've done. You, how you are right now, regardless of anything you have done or not done, regardless of the goodness that you've done or the badness that you've done, you are enough and you are a priceless jewel. You are perfect just how you are. You are Source incarnate in a human body. You are God in a human body. You are Goddess in a human body. So, you can let go of any idiotic beliefs that you were taught by society that you need to prove your worth to other humans, or lovers, or parents, or to God. Gods don't need to prove their worth, and that's what you are. Prove your worth to who, anyway? To other gods? That's just absolutely ludicrous. So you didn't come here to accomplish anything, to prove You're awesomeness. You're awesome. You're awesome regardless. You don't have to prove it. You're awesome whether you do anything great or not. You are God, Goddess, all that is. God, Goddess does not have to prove itself to anything. Whether you become famous for creating something amazing or you do absolutely nothing but stare at your magnificent reflection in a pond does not matter. Either way, you are still awesome and mag-freaking-nificent. So you can get you some satisfaction, baby. Just be satisfied anyway, and then you will attract and you will create all kinds of wonderful things that add to your natural state of satisfaction. So I hope you got something from this. If you did, share it with your friends. Bless some of these amazing teachings. Come visit me at zakiron.com for more self-empowering goodies to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality and create whatever you want in your life. And contact me now at ilovefreedom.info. I'll show you how to make all kinds of fun things in your life by creating financial freedom, time freedom, so that you can do whatever you want, whenever you want. I also have a link in this to my daily success ritual series that you can use to do your daily hour of power so that you can pre-pave your day every day with affirmations and meditation and visualizations and so forth. Anyway, thanks again for watching my video or listening to this podcast, and I wish you immense fun and excitement and abundance on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!